extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
Kia ora and good morning, Lucinda Bennett, food writer for The Spin-Off. We have got a great topic this morning.
We do.
I think one that is near and dear to everyone's heart, bread.
I think so. Yeah, even the gluten-freeers, you know, they're looking for the good gluten-free bread. They're missing it.
Now, where are we starting with bread today?
Well, I mean, it's like kind of the biggest topic in the world because every culture has bread. It's like one of the oldest foods. It's like, you know, it's just flour and water in its most basic form, right? But I have been cooking. This week I did something very unusual where I normally am, when I bake bread, I'm normally a sourdough baker. Like everyone else, I started in lockdown and I stopped, but I started again recently. But this week I made just a classic, like a leavened white bread. I actually made marraquetas, which I may be butchering the pronunciation, but is like a Chilean, they're kind of like little Chilean rolls, and they have an interesting shape where you kind of like push two rolls together and then you sort of put a rod through it. So it almost turns into like four little rolls. It's very hard to explain, I'm realizing. It's a visual only. But my sibling-in-law is Chilean, and so I wanted to make them a Chilean bread, and I gave it a shot. And it was, honestly, having done sourdough for so long, I was like, oh my God, just using yeast is so damn quick. And so, like, the bread was so beautiful and, like, billowy and soft and white, and it just required so little effort compared to sourdough.
It sounds like you nailed it, though.
I did. Not to brag, but they were gorgeous. I like ate one hot out of the oven and it was so soft and pillowy. And
was it just, do you just put a little bit of butter on it and good to go?
Yeah, like when it's fresh, when you can smell that like yeasty bread smell and you're like, what else do I need? Just a bit of fat and salt.
How do you think New Zealand rates on the artisan bread in general? Because you know, for anyone that's lived overseas, I spent a little bit of time in France and I'm like always wanting bread of that 100%. Quality. We just don't. Yeah, there's a couple good like daily bread and stuff. Yep, it's good, but it's not as good as.
Yeah.
Why?
And
why?
It's not as accessible.
Yeah.
Like in France, anywhere in France, you know, just you're in the smallest village.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can always find it. It is like mostly going to be, I guess, like white bread.
Yeah, but what's the difference? Why can't we make bread like that here in Aotearoa?
I don't know. I think partly it's like a. I guess like a history. I always find it really bizarre that we have this like really incredible bread in our history. We have Rewana bread and it's like, that's not something you can commonly get. Occasionally you can get it at a cool supermarket, but it's not like, why aren't
they? I don't even know of this bread. I've never heard of it before.
It's basically like, there's like a very interesting history around like basically around colonization and Māori realizing that how much Europeans love bread and love flour. And so growing wheat and then eventually kind of combining, this is a very short history, but combining the sort of European bread making and wheat with kumara. And so making this kind of like basically like a fermented bread. So in the realm of sourdough, which like brings those two ingredients together and makes this really, it's quite like a heavy bread and it's a little bit sweet because it's got a bit of kumara in it. But you rarely even see it. Whereas we have like, you know, all these big sourdough bakeries, mostly daily bread. So I don't know. I think it's weird because we also consume a lot of bread, but we consume mostly supermarket bread, eh?
Yeah.
Like we love our Vogels.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Vogels.
I mean, it's I do love like, Vogels.
Yeah, it's good.
But only as toast, eh?
Yes, toast.
Yeah.
Unless it's really fresh.
Yeah.
Unless you get a fresh loaf and then it's good as a sandwich.
Yeah, but, cheese sammy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon I do love how there's sort of a sourdough culture kind of has sprung up a bit. And I do know there are quite a lot of people who've like continued to bake post-lockdown. And I love... The thing I'm like reminded of now that I've got my starter back up again is I've only actually baked a few sourdough loaves, but feeding your starter, you constantly have like sourdough discard.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which is basically like for those who are not sourdough breakers, basically you're kind of almost creating your own yeast. So like your own leavening agent, and it's like a fermented yeast, which needs to be fed all the time because it's alive.
Mm-hmm.
And just before when Johnny and I were talking off air, he was like, oh, like a SCOBY, like making a butcher. And it's real similar, except a little bit higher maintenance, I'd say. And so you're kind of feeding it constantly with flour and water. But it means that you're always discarding a little bit, because if you kept feeding it and didn't discard it, you would just end up with like...
a fridge full of it.
You would just have so much. It would take over your entire life. It would fill your house. It would expand out the windows.
Lucinda, someone has messaged in saying, could you recommend a bread maker for those of us who struggle in the kitchen or are short on time?
Ooh, like a bread making machine. I've never, so my dad has one, which he loves. He's got like an old, I think, Sunbeam one that we bought him for Christmas, like, God, maybe like a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon a lot of the commercial ones, they're quite good, but they'll often make kind of like the bread will taste quite similar each time. You can experiment with like different recipes, but it's kind of always, I think, cooked in like a similar way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of, you can't experiment too much with like different shapes and how that sort of changes the rise and the texture and like adding water into the oven so that you get a crispier crust. But I think they're genius in terms of making really cheap bread at home.
Mm-hmm.
Cheaper than supermarket bread, and you can use like a bit of wholemeal flour and stuff, so it's a bit more nutritious. Sorry, that's not super helpful.
Someone has said that glyphosate is banned in the EU, thus better wheat. Someone else has said French bakery on Dominion Road.
Yes. I live very close to that bakery, and it's super dangerous, because especially if you get there when they've just brought the baguettes out of the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only time that in Aotearoa I've had that experience of like, and oh, like I lived in France for a little bit, only for a few months, but I would see people get a baguette from the bakery and they would just bite off the top, like just raw baguette. They'd just start hooning it in the street. And I was like, that's so weird. And then at a bakery in France, I got a hot baguette and I was like, I just want to bite into it. And at it's called Le Roi Francais, the one on Dominion Road, and that one, especially if you get a hot baguette, yeah, I want to bite into it. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Now, okay, any other on trend bread tips or ideas that we need to cover off this morning?
Maybe say that if you're interested in getting into sourdough baking, I would say there's a really good website that is honestly just like a beautiful website as well. It's fun reading as well. It's called Bread on Earth. And it's by this sort of artist slash baker called Lexi Smith. And she basically uses bread as it's her topic of research. It's a design strategy. It's an artwork. But I got started with sourdough through her site. And she has a really beautiful, poetically written, but also easy to follow kind of foundational. I think she calls it the foundational loaf.
Mm-hmm.
So just a foundational sourdough loaf. But also like lots of recipes for sort of experimentation. And then once you get going as well, you can start using your discard for things like, you can just have it, just use discard and never bake sourdough.
Mm-hmm.
And make things like sourdough discard crackers, which is basically like you're mixing a whole bunch of discard with some seeds and spreading it thin, putting it in the oven and having these really like sour, delicious, toasty crackers, which I feel like, yeah, discard is good just for the crackers.
Yes, sounds great. Now, if people want to keep up to date with your writing, Lucinda, the best place for them to head is...
Yeah, so you can follow me on my Instagram, which is lulu_baguettes, or you can subscribe to The Boil Up on the spin-off website.
Excellent. Thank you, mate.
Awesome, thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Ka kite.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.